MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 12, 2025. Salem property taxes are going. Newburyport School is going down, eventually. Sunny, windy, 34. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:21 p.m. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News. In Salem, the median single-family property tax bill will increase by $338 in fiscal 2026, following the City Council's vote during its annual tax classification hearing. The Council voted 9-0 on December 4, with Ward 1 City Councilor Cynthia Giozzillo and City Councilor at Large Kyle Davis absent. Council voted to adopt a tax classification factor of 1.75 for commercial, industrial, and personal properties, which shifts more of the tax burden onto businesses and results in the split tax rates that Salem, Peabody, and many other larger communities use. Dave Rogers reports in the Newburyport Daily News. Demolition of the former Browns School Gymnasium in Newburyport was abruptly put on hold after workers recently discovered asbestos in the connecting wing between the original schoolhouse and gym, as well as adjacent walls, according to the city. Further demolition work will now have to wait, pending a Department of Environmental Protection review, along with an approved method of removing and disposing of the cancer-causing material. More news after this break.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on msonewsports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student-athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at msonewsports.com.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Hagen and Andrea Holbrook are writing in the Gloucester Times. The shelves at the Cape Ann Kids Holiday Funds Holiday Store will be filled with toys thanks in part to the work of Gloucester firefighters and Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr's North Shore and Merrimack Valley Holiday Toy Drive, along with the community's generosity. The fund provides gifts to more than 1,250 children in Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex, and Ipswich, whose families are struggling financially by operating a store filled with gifts that children can choose from to make their holidays a little brighter. The store is operated by Wellspring House and Pathways for Kids, with support from Tar and Action, Inc. And Gloucester's Gail McCarthy reports that Gloucester's Temple Ahavat Achim will again host a traditional Hanukkah celebration with a menorah made from lobster traps. Most possibly the world's only lobster trap menorah, the temple invites the community to its lighting event in downtown Gloucester on Tuesday, December 16 at 6 p.m., featuring songs and treats. The temple is located at 86 Middle Street in the city's historic center. This is the 11th annual lighting of the lobster trap menorah. That was the idea of Michael Gerber and brought to fruition with a team of helpers. This year, Gerber is adding something new to the celebration with lobster buoy dreidels, spinning tops made from lobster buoys, inspired by the traditional Hanukkah game in which players spin for small prizes. Gerber, who taught math and science, wanted to create an activity to include the temple's students to add to its lobster trap menorah tradition. And from the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Masconomet girls basketball team opened its season with a 51-49 win over Central Catholic last night. Semi Lalikas scored a game-high 20 points for the Chieftains. In boys basketball, Somerville topped Lynn English 64-54. In boys hockey, St. Mary's won its season opener with a 5-0 win over Shrewsbury. Evan Toto scored twice for the Spartans, and Matthew Bohr got the shutout in goal. Many North Shore High School basketball teams will open play tonight in boys action. Salem is at Saugus, Peabody at Beverly, and Swampscott travels to Gloucester. In girls action, Gloucester travels to Swampscott. The Fishermen will be led by first-year coach Brad Hill. Beverly is at Peabody, Saugus at Salem, and Marblehead at Danvers. The Salem News has named Greta Sachs of Marblehead High School as Volleyball Player of the Year. She is planning on playing volleyball at the college level next year. The Celtics lost 116-101 in Milwaukee against the Bucks last night, and the Seas are off until next week. Bruins beat the Jets 6-3 in Winnipeg last night, and they'll play tomorrow night. Patriots return to action on Sunday at home against Buffalo, kickoff at 1. Correction on the Bruins, they'll be playing on Sunday night. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.